loyalty of servants, and the heart of a true king. 2 Samuel 23:13, 17. David is on the run. Saul is hunting him. He's hiding in the cave of Adullam, looking out toward his hometown of Bethlehem, now occupied by the Philistines. The well by the city gate, the one he drank from as a boy, sits behind enemy lines. In a moment of weariness and homesickness, David sighs, not a command, not a request, just a longing. Oh, that someone would give me water to drink from the well of Bethlehem that is by the gate. Three of his mighty men hear it. No discussion, no hesitation. They strap on their swords, break through the Philistine garrison, draw water from the well and bring it back to David, risking their lives for a cup of water. That is loyalty. Not loyalty demanded, but loyalty offered. Not transactional, but relational. They didn't serve David because he was on the throne. They served him in the cave. They weren't motivated by promotion or reward. They loved their king, and his longing became their mission. Then comes David's response. The men return, wounded, exhausted, victorious, offering the water like treasure, and David refuses to drink it. Instead, he pours it out before the Lord and says, "Shall I drink the blood of the men who went at the risk of their lives?" David understands something holy. This water costs too much. It represents sacrifice. To consume it for his own comfort would cheapen their devotion. So he honors them by offering it to God. That's the heart of a true king. A leader who refuses entitlement. A servant who will not elevate himself above those who serve him. And that's why God chose David, not because he was perfect, but because he had a servant's heart. The greater David. Centuries later, another son of David stood outside Jerusalem, and he was thirsty too. On the cross, Jesus cried, "I thirst." No one broke through enemy lines to bring him water. Instead, he was offered vinegar. But Jesus poured out something far greater than water, his own blood. Not for his comfort, but for ours. He drank the full cup of wrath so we could drink freely from the well of salvation. He broke through the ultimate enemy line, sin, death, and hell, to bring living water to thirsty souls. Jesus is the king who became the servant. The master who laid down his life for his friends. We are called in both directions. To love Christ with the loyalty of the mighty men, ready to act when we hear his heart. To lead like David, with humility, never consuming at the expense of those God entrusts to us. Some of you are in caves right now, weary, hidden, longing. God sees your thirst. Some of you are the mighty ones, called to hear quiet longings and bring water, even when it costs you. And all of us are called to follow the greater David. Jesus, who poured out everything so we could live. May we be loyal servants and humble leaders, and may we never stop marveling at the King who poured himself out for us. Lord Jesus, greater David, thank you for breaking through every enemy line to bring us living water. Make us loyal like the three, quick to hear your heart and quick to act. Make us humble like David, never exalting ourselves over those you've given us to love. And make us like you, the servant King who laid down his life for his friends. In your precious name, amen.